So, as Margot said, we are continuing with thinking about being courageous, and in particular, we're looking at the Beatitudes to help us to attempt to live out a Christ-like life. And the Beatitude we're thinking about this morning, this made me laugh because it reminded me of Nick and Liddy and me, actually, in the middle. We are thinking about, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Now, on Monday evening, I went to a book launch with Nigel Featherstone in Oxford, and we went to Will Donaldson's book launch of his book, Living Differently to Make a Difference. And I'm so pleased Val isn't here this morning because she would be going, oh no, not again, Nadine. You keep going on about that book. But I do, because it is fabulous. It is wonderful. It's not one of those huge theological books with words in that I don't understand. And I recommend it to you. I strongly recommend it to you. It's all about the Beatitudes, and it's helping us to understand, appreciate the Beatitudes, and it's assisting us with becoming more Christ-like. Now, Bishop Stephen, the Bishop of Oxford, was there at the book launch, and he said something that has really stuck with me this week. He said that when we're thinking about the Beatitudes, each Beatitude has an action and it has a promise. So if we take our Beatitude this morning, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We have the peacemakers as the action and the children of God as the promise. Now, the Beatitudes I don't find really easy to understand at all, but I'm going to attempt today to help us to appreciate and understand this Beatitude. So Jesus came to make peace and reconciliation. And as Christians, we are called to be courageous and to do the same, to be peacemakers. I think it helps to take the word peacemakers and split it into two separate words, peace and maker. So let's first of all take that word peace. If I were to whiz round with the hand mic and ask you what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of peace, just let's pause, whatever comes into mind. I'm sure many of you, it would be things like world peace, peace in our community, peace amongst our friends and families, peace in this country. But before we venture down that route, we need to understand and appreciate that peace is a gift from God. A gift from God to us, to each and every one of us. Jesus laid down his life for us to have a right relationship with him. So, if we intend to be peacemakers in the world, then we need to start with ourselves and work outwards. It's like when you throw that pebble into a pond and the pebble plops in and then all the ripples go out. You have God there at the center, flowing through our relationship with him, then the next ripple, family and friends, then the next, our community, and the next, our country, and then the world. So we don't begin with peace as a task. We start with peace as a gift from God. Now, the peace of God is a massive concept. It's much bigger than just being peaceful or having peace of mind. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means wholeness, completeness, and well-being. God's gift, his blessing of shalom upon us, means a spiritual wholeness of a close relationship with him, as well as well-being of our own relationships. I read years ago something that stuck in my mind that Mother Teresa of Calcutta was asked. She was asked, what can we do to promote world peace? And her answer was this: go home and love your family. So knowing we are loved by God and those around us, it gives us an inner sense of well-being and peace. And then those ripples can start to continue. And this is then where the second part of our word, maker, comes in. Peace doesn't just happen. We make peace. It's something that we desire. It's something we strive for. In this beatitude, Jesus doesn't bless those who have a peaceful disposition, as good as that might be. He doesn't say, blessed are those who are peaceful. The focus is not on the personality, but on the action. It's on the action. That's what Jesus is describing. It's the action of the person. Those who are blessed are those who make peace. The term peacemaker comes from the Greek verb that means to do or to make. It is a word that is full of energy. It's full of action. Jesus did not say, blessed are the peace wishers or the peace hopers or the peace dreamers or the peace talkers. Peace doesn't happen by chance. A peacemaker is never passive. They always take the initiative. They're up and they're doing. They are active. Christ is our supreme example in bringing peace in our hearts, our relationships, our church, our nation, and our world. He is certainly active. So we too need to be active peacemakers. So now when we put the two words together, peace and maker, it describes then someone who is actively pursuing peace. Now for the promise, for they will be called children of God. What's Jesus promising? I believe the promise is that when we show ourselves to be seeking to make peace, whether that be at work, families, out in the community, world peace, that is when God will say the peacemakers are blessed because they will be called children of God. In other words, they will have the honor of being identified as children of the God of peace. The Message Bible puts it like this. Matthew 5, verse 9, it says, that's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. To live as a child of God is to have the greatest relationship in the world. We heard in our Isaiah reading, he, Jesus, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. He's done all that for us. I believe the least we can do is to be courageous and to go out and be effective peacemakers. We need to remember our pebble and the ripples that it makes. I'd just like to finish with a prayer written by a remarkable man, and history records that he was a noble, kind, humble, and a Christ-like man. He was one of the greatest Christians who've ever lived. And we know him today as St. Francis of Assisi. And centuries after his death, someone translated one of his prayers into English. And lots of you will recognize it, and you'll probably want to start humming along. But let us pray. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offense, let me bring pardon. Where there is discord, let me bring union. Where there is error, let me bring truth. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Master, let me not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that one receives. It is in self-forgetting that one finds. It is in pardoning that one is pardoned. It is in dying that one is raised to eternal life. Amen. So let's this week be really active, full of energy to go out and be peacemakers. And I just invite you as you leave to pick up a pebble that's on the side to remind you, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Amen.